We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are out here dialed in here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Yeah. Hey, got to get a little noise going here. Got to rock it. Got to roll it. Hey, listen. I do this every show because it matters to me. I need you to stay connected. I got folks out on Periscope. You can follow along on Periscope at Ron Unleashed on Twitter. Again, at Ron Unleashed out on Twitter. You can also follow along. One place I'd love to have you is join me out on Facebook. Simply go out, search on Facebook for Unleashed Radio Hour. They got all those new emojis out there, so you can show me the love out there on Facebook. Go search Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, and you can always find things Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com. All right, this is another Ronalog. This is the fourth in a row. Never done that before, but there's a reason why. Yeah, there's a reason why I'm taking care of that business. I'm going to ring that bell, and I'm going to tell it from a mountain high, because we're talking about some issues that are not going to go away. If you've been dialed in and listening to the show so far for this month of February, you know that we're rocking and rolling and talking about the dynamic shift in the workplace. Well, today we're going to talk about that skill gap. Today we're going to talk about what does it mean and what's going on in the job market and the job world that you need to know so that you can be out there to unleash your career and your business. We're dialed in. You hear the music. It's time to run to a break. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
I like the bell.
Rehab loans, conventional loans, FHA, and no-income documentation loans can seem scary unless you have the right mortgage company to guide you through the process. Since 2003, Noble Mortgage has been helping investors just like you. Whether rehabbing houses, buying your first home, rental, or commercial property, Noble Mortgage offers up to 100% financing. Call Noble Mortgage at 713-680-8100 or visit noblemoney.com. That's noblemoney.com.
NMLS 292143, 8203 Willow Place Drive, Houston, Texas, 77070.
Did you know that 63% of homes contain allergens from cockroaches? And that mice spread potent asthma triggers found in 82% of homes? It's true. Common household pests are major offenders on the list of indoor allergens. Learn what you can do to help your family breathe easier. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You on this gorgeous, I mean absolutely gorgeous, Thursday morning here in Houston, Texas. I hope it's gorgeous where you're at. When I say gorgeous, I mean we're lucky here we don't have any humidity. Does wonders for my hair. Well, a little bit I do have. Hey, you're dialed in. And I want to thank you for staying along on this journey. We continue to push the envelope here. We continue to preach it, and we continue to teach it. And can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes, and we got to make sure that's a part of the staple of this show. Hey, we got the noisemakers. We got the horn. We got the bell, and we cannot forget about Little Red Whistle. Having fun. Hey, I hope I've got your attention with all that noise, all that hullabaloo, if you will, because we're talking about today, we're diving in, and again, the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour is to bring information, tools, and resources to the airwaves and to the podcast. Oh my goodness, the podcast site is blowing up. People are downloading the podcast left and right. You can learn more, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. But I tell you what, you know, we were on this cycle where we started out the month about the significance of training and developing your employees and the role that that's going to have in the upcoming decade and beyond. We next followed up with a leadership fireside chat of really getting into, you know, what does this mean about the millennials? What does that look like? Where are we going? And believe it or not, I'm going to a luncheon today. I have the privilege of speaking at the National Women's Association of Business Owners, where I'm going to talk about millennials, and they're coming to the workplace. And that really has been the central theme of this month. You know, how do you build your organization? How do you get prepared for this influx? Everywhere I go, everywhere I turn, every click of my mouse, be it Facebook, be it on LinkedIn, LinkedIn, every scroll that I go through, I'm finding out information everywhere I look. It's millennial this, millennial that. So why all the hullabaloo? Why the fuss? Well, if you've dialed in or you've listened to any of the podcasts already this month, you know I keep throwing out that statistic. I keep throwing out that number that in the next decade, well, just a little bit less, by 2025, 75% of the workforce will be those of the millennial generation. Now, I'm not here, and I say this all the time. This is a public service announcement. This message is not about to bash the millennials. I'm not here to bash. I'm here to talk about trends in understanding the millennials as a generation. They are, and I have read recently, one of the most studied generations in U.S. history. They're looking at, you know, the needs, the what, the why, because they function and operate differently. Very much so than the boomers that have built most of the infrastructure that we're in. And if you're like me and you're a Gen Xer out there, well, then you're sandwiched between two huge generations. And as a result, you really don't have much of a voice. Now, that's not a, woe is me, I don't have a voice. No, that's just a reality. Our generation as Xers, we don't have the masses in the numbers. So when you look at the boomers retiring and exiting the workforce, and you look at the millennials that are coming in, everyone's out there doing labor forecast and workforce forecast. See it as a one-to-one out, one-to-one in. I get it, but I don't agree. I get it, but I don't agree. So when I talk to you about that, here's what you need to understand. You know, the millennials here are expected, and they already have overtaken the boomers in the workforce, being the largest generation in our workforce. We right now have four generations in the workplace, and that creates one of the biggest issues of diversity that we've faced in a long time because of how we do what we do. Now, if you listened in last month and you listened, last week on the 18th, we talked about building that culture. And that's the why and how we do things around here. And that's where the change really focuses. You know, one of the things, and I just pulled out another white paper and report. Matter of fact, at about 5 o'clock this morning, I'm up getting things ready to go. And there's so many different unique needs that the millennial generation desire, that they want in the workplace. You know, and one of them that trumps it all, if the culture doesn't fit, they're out. So if you dialed in last week, building your organizational culture and why it matters. And if you didn't, that's okay. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link and you'll get all that information about culture. Why do we keep talking about this culture? Because it matters. And if the cultural fit is not there, they will quit. It's that plain and simple. So let's talk a little bit about what does this all mean? And I'm going to go 30,000 feet, drill it back down very rapidly. You know, I put out in the promo for today's show a number that may boggle your mind. You know, if you look across the United States right now, as of February 5th, the U.S. Department of Labor reported that we're about at a 4.9% unemployment rate. And that's relatively low, and that's about kind of where that sustainability is of not really rocking the boat. And what I mean by that is if we go all the way back to 2008, 2009, we were upwards in the 8 and the 9 percentile as far as unemployment. Now, that doesn't mean people are not underemployed, because there are a lot of people that are underemployed. We're just talking about the unemployment rate. But here's the key, and this is the thing that we're talking about. And if any of you have ever followed along, I'm a fan of what he's doing. I'm a huge fan of his message. And one of the things that I mean by that is Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and CNN. Mike Rowe has gone all throughout the United States talking to people in these labor positions, talking to people that have a lot of technical skills. And one of the things he wrote about, and it spawned me to take on that conversation, is the fact that, and I'm just blown away, and this came out that in December, okay, and I know I'm talking February, December, but just a couple of months ago, the U.S. Department of Labor stated, you ready for this number? That there are 5.6 million jobs that are open. 5.6 million. You think, well, if we're at 4.9% unemployment, why do we have 5.6 million jobs that are going unfilled? The easy answer, which doesn't have an easy solution, is because of the skills gap. Because we, employers, companies, businesses, our communities, they cannot find the right skills for the jobs. Therefore, the jobs go unfilled. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means production slows down. That means growth comes to a bit of a halt if you don't have the right technical people with the right technical skills or professional competencies to do the job. Well, you may be saying, now, well, Ron, how do we get there? How do we get to a point where, you know, unemployment is relatively low, and that's a good thing, although I know that there are a lot of people out there, and especially in the Houston area, that are reeling right now because of the oil and gas industry, and they're looking for work, and they're reinventing themselves, or business is slow. I get it. I understand. But if we take the whole grand picture, you should be a little concerned that there's such a huge gap in what we're looking for as far as skill sets. So here's my point. If you're out there and I'm wondering, feel free to text in. You can text on the text line, 281-715-9700, if you got questions or comments today. Again, that text line here for the Unleashed Radio Hour, 281-715-9700, or get into the conversation. You're welcome to call in here to the station, 713-785-1817. Again, that telephone number, 713-785-1817. Here's what we're getting to, because why did this happen? And this is a little bit of building the bridge to the previous content that I've put on the airwaves here for the last several weeks, is if you stop for a moment, we think about those in the millennial generation. What have we told our youth since beginning in the late 70s and early 80s? What have we told them? That? And what's the message that has been drilled and crammed down their throats for decades? And I'll tell you what that message is. You ready? Wait for it. Here it comes. Here we go. Go to high school. Graduate from high school. Go to college. Get a job. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we as society have put that as that rite of passage, as that motion from going from high school to 18, 19 years old. You must go to college. College is the key to your success. And then you will go get a job. The problem is, no one told them that, oh, by the way, in the middle somewhere there between graduating from high school and get a job, here's where the skills gap comes in. One, do you know what you're doing? Most people don't. Do you know how to apply your gifts, talents, and your strengths? Most people don't. And the bell just stopped. Stop dinging. All right. And then the biggest piece, ready? Wait for it. They don't have any experience at all. There's no experience. So you get a recent college graduate who gets out of high school in debt, working a job where they're underemployed because they don't have any relevant work experience, or they haven't developed a skill set to market that skill set to fill the gap that exists today. If you go out and you talk to anyone in the STEM arena, the science, the technology, the engineering, and the math, and jobs that require that as a background and as experience, ask them. And if you're out there, I want to hear from you. How easy is it for you to get the people that you need in those technical fields in those areas? How easy is it for you to fill jobs so that you can fill orders, or you can produce or advance your projects so that you can make proposals to get more work, to get more business, to do whatever it is that you need to do? If you don't have the people, and here's the message that I want you to hear loud and clear. If you don't have the people in the upcoming decade, your organization is going to struggle. Now, I've talked about this before many times, and when we start talking about the skill gap, here's an interesting aspect I want you to think about, and I'm not a clairvoyant, but I do have, I see patterns. No, I don't see dead people. That's a whole other movie. If you remember The Sixth Sense with Mel Gibson. But I do see patterns. And one of the patterns that you need to be mindful out there, if you're Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, if you're Mr. and Mrs. Entrepreneur, is you need to understand that this ebb and this flow about human capital, your people, is going to become a critical mass. And it is a crisis right now. It's a growing crisis because, wait, there are gaps. You know what some of the most demand jobs are that do not require a college degree? Crazy enough, it's a CDL driver. Heavy tractor and trailer truck drivers is the highest on the list, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. You cannot find enough people, for example, with a Class A CDL driver's license. And if you're around in this area, maybe they do or do not have a TWIC card yet. Oh, yeah, those things that need to allow you to deliver products and goods and materials in and out of the plant in the petrochem industry. Next one, crazy enough, is food service managers. Everybody likes to go out to eat and get some food. Right? But there's no one managing and leading that. There's a shortage there. Computer user support specialist is another one. Insurance sales agents. Oh, hey. And because of the boom, oh my goodness, I'm not sure because I haven't had a chance to look around or go anywhere else. But if you go to any of the corners or any of the big communities here in Houston, go out to Katy, go down to Sugar Land, go out to Clear Lake, go up to the Woodlands in Conroe, go up to the Sci Fair area. Go down to Pearland, and guess what you find? Go up to Tomball. All those regions around here have regional medical centers. And guess where the huge, huge shortage is and the gap that exists for those positions and those skills is in the nursing and the medical profession. Heck, medical records and coders are in short supply so that all the billing can go out. And I won't even get started on healthcare, but that the billing can go out. The point, ladies and gentlemen, that I am trying to get through to you, and I hope that you hear loud and clear, is that we are at a crisis stage when it comes to the skills that are needed to fill the vacant jobs in this country. That is a fact. So what do we do about it? Hey, that is a great, great question. We're going to talk about some options, going to talk more about what some of those jobs are that need people to fill them when we come back right after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
This is Business 1110.
Look. If you had... All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for dialing in and following along here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more by going to motivationaltransitions.com. You can also hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com to follow along. Today, we're talking about the skills gap that exists today in the workforce, to the fact that there are have been reported up to as many as 5.6 million jobs that are going unfilled. Why? Because employers, companies, and organizations, they can't find the right skill set. Now, here's what I'm going to say to this. I'm going to go on the individual side, then I'm going to flip it to the organizational side when we come back here shortly. But here's what I want you to think about. Right now, I'm a football fan. If you're a regular listener and friend of the show, you know that. I love football. So the Combine is going to be in Indianapolis this weekend. I'm excited. I get to go up. Yeah, so I'm going to be a little bit in heaven, attending a football conference up there for youth football. But here's my point with that. You know, we start looking at, where do we scout? Where do we recruit? What do we do and how do we do that? And the other thing that is happening in conjunction with that combine is coming up in very soon, in 2 weeks, is going to be the open market for free agency in the NFL arena. Why do I bring that up? Oh, I don't know. If there is someone out there who has high level of technical skills, leadership potential, and capacity and experience, guess what? They now became a hot commodity in this job market. Why do I bring that up? Because, again, I'm not a clairvoyant, but guess what I believe is going to happen? I think you're going to wind up to begin to see individuals with a high level of skills and abilities in a narrow market where there is high demand and low supply. Can you say free agency for the common man, for the technical man, for some or woman or someone that's got skill sets that are hard to find? Yeah, I can. It's called free agency in the free world, folks. People are going to be able to say, I'm going to go work over here. I'm going to go work over there. Oh, and I'm going to work to the highest bidder. If you want me, you're going to pay me. Or if I can pull from Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Because that's what's going to happen. Why? Because the competition is real. The struggle is real. Companies that have technical positions out there, they cannot fill them because they cannot find the people with the talent, the background, or the experiences. So what that does is for those individuals that are out there, hello, you that have those experiences, put you in the driver's seat. Put you in the arena to be able to negotiate and to bargain, because if they want you, then the reality is they're probably going to have to pay you. They're going to have to put you on a path to leadership and other opportunities for growth and advancement, because they're going to want you to stick around. Oh, which, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, if you've got top talent in your organization, if you've got top key people with the skills, and again, I'm addressing the gap in the skills area today, then you need to keep them. You need to retain them. You need to make sure that you do everything you can that they don't hit that free agency market, that they're not out there scoping jobs, you know, looking at, you know, Glassdoor.com or other areas where they're going to escape and run away from you. Because people who are hardworking, have skill set, knowledge, and experiences are going to become more and more harder to find. I'm not saying that there aren't people in the millennial generation that want to work hard. But here's my honest question. If you're out there listening and you have been a part of the workforce here for the last 5 to 10 years, and I'm gonna leave this sit for a moment of quiet, empty space. How many of you out there have hired folks from the millennial generation en masse and you've been like, woohoo, I can't wait till they come to work? Yeah, I paused for a reason. When I go out and I do speeches, whether they're at a chamber or a business development seminar or whatever the case might be, and I'm not trying to bash the millennials, ladies and gentlemen. I need to hear that loud and clear. But the general consensus, and part of the challenge, millennials have never had to work before, so they're learning, and we got to help them learn what it means to work. But most folks are frustrated because the priorities that the boomers bring and the workaholics of our society do not match, the expectation doesn't match reality. And that's part of where that gap comes in as well. We've got to figure out, how do we fill the gap? What do we do? How do we do what we do? Because that makes a huge difference. And today, I'm going out there, I'm going to go, but when I leave here, I'm speeding over to the Galleria area here in Houston and talk about the topic of the session is, the millennials are coming, because it's going to happen. And if you're not prepared as an organization to onboard and to welcome this younger generation, if you're not putting things in place to develop them and help them advance and grow, you're going to constantly have a revolving door of retention that you don't want. People are going to be coming and going, and you're recruiting and filling and training, and that's not going to help you unleash your career and your business. Hey, you hear the music? Hey, get started with this. Otherwise, your business, as the music says, you're going to be living on a prayer.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are rocking. We are rolling. We are moving along here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, where we're talking today about and addressing the crisis of the skill gaps that exist and that are present here in the labor and the workforce. You know, I talked about earlier the stat that I threw out there is that currently in the ballpark of about 5.6 million jobs that are going unfilled because we can't get the right match on the skill sets. You know, if you're out there and you've got a transportation company and you need people that have a certain license, like a Class A CDL driver's license, well, then you run into an issue because guess what? It's high demand. I didn't get to tell you the number. It's 984,000 openings in this report that I'm reading that comes out of the U.S. Department of Labor, where heavy and tractor-trailer truck drivers is present, which is more. It completely eclipses. You look at occupations that with a college degree that have the largest gap. The top one on that one is registered nurses, and that's at 199,000. That's a huge gap. I mean, that's insane. So basically, let's just round up to 200,000 and a million. That's an 800,000 person gap in jobs where people can't go out and there's nobody to drive those heavy tractors and trailers to move product. That's huge. That's a logistical nightmare if you own a company and you need to move product and you've told a client, I'm going to move it, but you don't have anyone to move it. Hey, I'm not here to say you're right or wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you the numbers. I'm here to give you a perspective because, hey, folks, if you're out there and you're a parent of a young person, I need you to hear what I'm about to say very loud and clear. And I'm going to articulate this in the best way that I can. I am an advocate for the college experience. I am an advocate for all that you can learn and what a college degree can do for you. An associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree. But I also believe strongly that not every young person is prepared nor ready to go to college nor equipped to go. And so you need to think about that. And I also know that that's not the path for everyone. I know that for a fact. Why? Because the average nationally and statistically of students that go to their first year of college and return their second year at a four-year public institution hovers around 72%. That means you lose a whole gap, 28% that you drop every year that don't even, and that's just those that go because they're not prepared or and I have personal experience where I've worked with young people, they don't even know why they're at college because mom and dad made me. And then furthermore, moms and dads that have made you, young people out there, say, hey, we had a guest not long ago, well, I went to college, but I was going to be this or my father wouldn't pay for my tuition and fees. Are you kidding me? How does that help anybody? Parents, I know you know best, and I know you're looking out for your son and your daughter, but are you taking the classes that you're telling them that they got to take? Yeah, you may be paying the bills, so good on you. But they're the ones that got to go out and have a passion for what they're doing. And see, that's the key here. The key that I want you to hear loud and clear is I don't care what you do, how you do it. And I've preached this. I'm teaching it. I'm telling you, if you love what you do, everything falls into place. And the worst thing that we can do is be in this narrow scope that every young person, when you graduate from high school, at the age of 18 or 19, you must proceed to college. It is a rite of passage into adulthood. Guess what? If you like to work with your hands, and I've said this more times, an auto mechanic. Hey, when was the last time you had to get your car repaired? How long did it take to get it back? If you are like to put things together, and plumbing, an electrician, HVAC, someone that's going to help, especially down here in H-Town, your AC better be working or you're going to know it's going to get hot, hot, hot. My point being is we have to go backwards to go forward. What do I mean by that? We need to start looking at trades and other positions and other careers and other opportunities because we are going to have that need. We're going to need that in specific skills. We're going to need that in management and leadership positions, which is where I get on my soapbox about building and growing. That is my area of passion. That is my area of expertise. How do we build and grow the next generation of leaders? How do we build that next generation of people that can step up and step out and truly lead people? Yeah. Okay. I got to take a chill pill because that's a big issue here today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're talking about the skills gap. We're talking about how that's growing here in the United States and how you can be a part of that. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press, and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here. You're dialed in. You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to have you here in studio. Yeah, I got to make some noise. I got my toys. I got to use it. Wait a minute. The little red whistle's feeling left out. Hey, Coach Ron is in the house. I'm here talking to you today, ladies and gentlemen, about how you can work and address the skills gap that we are facing here in the United States, that we're facing with jobs that are going unfilled because there aren't skilled individuals with the background, the experience, and the knowledge and the competencies to do the jobs that we need to have done. I mean, case in point, you know, it's kind of I hate to call out a company because they ain't paying no bills for me, but the Holiday Inn Express. Well, no, I'm not a doctor, but I did sleep at Holiday Inn Express last night. Well, is that who you want working on your lobotomy? Is that someone? Oh, wait a minute. Do you actually really want someone working on your heating and cooling system in your house that has no idea what they're doing? No. You want peace of mind that if you've got a problem and your AC is out, not only, wait a minute, let me put this together from start to finish. Start to finish. Because if that HVAC company doesn't have the right customer service representative, if that HVAC company doesn't have the right system in place technologically, and they don't have the skilled people, how long are they going to be in business? I guarantee you every single one of us has had a bad customer experience at some point or time or the other of people that are not engaged in the work that they do, and they really could care a flip if you come in and to do whatever. They don't care. Well, that's what we're talking about here, too, is the millennial generation needs to feel connected and engaged in the work that they do, and even if they don't, they're going to leave. Oh, wait a minute, there comes that shortage again. Now you don't have people to come in and do the work that you need to have them do or that you can trust. Novel concept. Wait for it. Novel concept. You want to trust that your employees are bringing the knowledge, skills, and experience to the job to do it right? Imagine that. Imagine that. And that's why we're really talking about this today. Hey, I just went out on Facebook. And I just posted on the page for the Unleashed Radio Hour. So all you got to do is go out there, search Unleashed Radio Hour, like the page. I just published, just click the publish button. According to U.S. News and World Report, I put the 100 best jobs of 2016. Now, a lot of them do require degrees, but not all of them. If you scroll through the list, if you look at where they are, oh, there's also a lot of it. Guess what? There are a lot of jobs, and I keep thinking I need to do some research in the market and see who owns a lot of, like, assisted care and living environments or whatever the case might be. Oh, why? Because we have an aging population. So there are so many jobs out there that are going to be of demand because the boomers are going to retire, and they're going to – oh, wait a minute. And they're going to need people to take care of them. They're going to need people that can actually be a part of what it is to provide a safe environment and a developing environment for them. So I'm going through, I mean, I get down to, you know, number 22. Again, I already talked about this as a registered nurse, you know, occupational therapist, an accountant, occupational therapy assistant, audiologist, biomedical engineer. These are the top jobs. Why? Because they're special skill sets. They're in high demand. You know, I get down to further to more jobs, you know, IT manager, you know, people that can do a financial advisor, dental hygienist, you know, information security analyst, mathematician. I haven't even hit the bottom 50 yet, and almost all of these require some advanced degree, which is what we've been pushing. But now as I start to get down through some of the other areas, guess what? Marketing manager, management analyst, hearing aid specialist, database administrator, massage therapist. Oh, unless you work for some of them that are here in Houston that got shut down this week. Moving on. Nothing else to see here. But anyway, there's a lot of opportunities that are out there, folks, if you just look. If you just look. You know, the key, you know, computer support specialist. There's so many things that are present. that you need to become aware. And that's one of the things I've talked about time and time again. I'm here to try to promote your awareness. I'm here to let you know that, hey, we've got this thing called a company and a business. Oh, and by the way, last time I checked, it wasn't fully automated. You know, we're not in the times yet of SkyCorp in the Terminator, where the computers and the technology and the artificial intelligence takes over. We're not there yet. So last time I checked, we sure are going to need people to do the jobs to provide the quality of life that we want to keep having here in this country. So what do we have to do? Here's a couple things I'm going to talk about. One, I truly believe if you're out there, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, go to your local community colleges, go to your local school districts, and start partnering with internships and opportunities. Start going to the colleges and universities, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, saying these are the skill sets that we need. Reach out to where in that educational process and journey you may be able to capture the interest of young folks that may want to come work for you. Start providing opportunities for young people to enter the workforce. I believe you're going to see a huge resurgence of apprenticeship programs where it's all OTJ, baby, on the job training. Because it's what's going to have to happen. Why? Because you're not going to be able to wait for little Johnny or little Susie to figure it out. You're going to need them to come to work and get things taken care of. So wait a minute. What does that mean? You're going to need people on your team that are proficient at training and developing people. Sounding familiar? Yeah, it was the entire purpose of the first show this month. Because you're going to have to be able to transition people who haven't worked into work and help them be successful. That's what we're talking about. You're going to need to reach out. Two things. One, get engaged in your community, be it with your local chamber. There's a show on that at unleashedradiohour.com. You're going to need to start managing your team. There's shows on that here at unleashedradiohour.com. You're going to need to develop your people. There's shows on that here at unleashedradiohour.com. Do you hear the message? I'm trying to be consistent because I'm here to toot my horn. Maybe I will. That second toot didn't work. Wait a minute. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay. That at least worked there. The need is real. The struggle is real, folks. It's necessary. It is absolutely necessary. And on that report that I posted at Unleashed Radio Hour, for Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, it goes through how many projected jobs are out there. What's the median salary? What's the unemployment rate? Keep going out. Insurance sales agent, cost estimator, medical assistant, social and community service manager. I mean, there's some really good jobs, and they pay really well. You ready? A nail technician. I mean, everybody likes to get I don't get my nails done, but you follow my flow. I need you to stop for a minute. What would be those companies, those businesses, or those services that if they went out of business tomorrow, you would be seriously bummed? And then go and ask them, hey, how are you doing on your retention? How are you doing on your succession planning? How are you doing on the people in your business? Is your business going to be able to thrive so that 5, 10, 15 years from now, you're still going to be around? Because that's the struggle that we're up against. How do you stay in business if you don't have the people to come in to deliver and execute and do the job that you've hired them to do? Oh, yeah, because then you're constantly, like I said earlier, you have a revolving door of hiring. And that doesn't get you anywhere. Doesn't get you anywhere at all. You know, a medical equipment repairman or a woman, right? Hey, it breaks down just like any other machine. That's a hot one out there. Hey, almost $50,000 annual salary. It's projected to be a high area. Construction manager. Oh, we're never going to stop. Patrol. Yeah, police officers, firefighters. Those are real jobs, folks. Real jobs. They're not second-class citizens. We need folks in all of those sectors for us, and I keep coming back to the what's in it for you. It's called your quality of life. It's called what you want to be able to do. You want to be able to go to your favorite restaurant because they didn't close their doors and have your favorite meal. You want to be able to go out and get services from that company that you love and adore, products that because they didn't go out of business. How many times, and here's the reality. What's going to happen, and in a lot of the listeners, this is the demographic, you're a small family-run and operated business. What happens when that leadership, that mom and that pop that have run that business retire? Who takes over? Are they prepared? Are they ready to take it to the next level? And are you ready to help them get there? And I come back to this again, and that's part of that message. If we go back to looking at the reality, huge, huge skill gaps. A lot of them is in the manufacturing and in the industrial area. A quote here, the availability of jobs across industries underscores the need for companies to evaluate where their talent deficits are and become more strategic about how they fill those needs. I've said it time and time again. And if you're out there, I don't care what size your business is, if it's 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, you better have a talent management plan in place. And one of the things that's in there you better have is a succession plan. What are those key positions that must have someone in it at all times? And are you developing your people organically, growing from within to take over those opportunities? I mean, there's a lot of areas that we have needs, folks. And you need to understand that if your business is going to succeed, if your business is going to thrive in the next decade, now is the time to play catch up, because in part you're behind the eight ball. Now is the time to play catch up to say, what is the landscape of our organization? Who and when are folks eligible to retire? You're not trying to push anyone out the door, because the reality is when people do retire, there's a lot of companies that employ their retirees in a coaching or mentoring role on a part-time basis that works for them, because, oh, wait for it. There will be a knowledge vacuum coming in the next decade. I repeat, there will be a knowledge vacuum in the next decade. If you take the boomers out of the workforce who know everything about the organizations that they've built, and boomers, I need you to pay attention, because I'm bringing it real to you. You need to get off your high horse. And yeah, I'm going there. I'm pushing the envelope. You cannot keep information close to the chest anymore. And I get a little bit enamored about this. Why? Because if you keep it close to your chest, if you go through what your life experience has been, you do your time, you get access to more information. You do your time, you get the promotion. That has to go out the door now. Because if you don't start transitioning knowledge, oh, wait a minute, doesn't everybody know this? No, they do not. You may know it because you've been working for the past 25, 30, 40 years. But you cannot expect, even me, someone that's in Gen X who's been working for the last 20, 25 years, you can't expect us to know what you know. So you have got to start to think about your legacy and passing that knowledge down and doing a brain dump, if you will. Back that trailer up. Do whatever you got to do. I don't care. You need to start planning for your exit. And I'm not rushing you out the door. Please hear that loud and clear. But I'm going to be a little upset, boomers, if you don't do the right thing, which is step up and ensure that your legacy, and yeah, I'm speaking to you, continues. Yes, boomers, you've built so much of what we have and know and the quality of life in this country. You need to make sure it sustains itself. You need to start thinking about who will you pass that baton to? Who will you now build and lead? And what are the gaps in your organizations from a skills perspective that you need to go out now, that you need to develop in-house, that you need to bring someone outside in to help you with? Because if you don't develop your people, you run the risk of your business closing its doors. Notice I'm on Bloomberg Business Radio. I'm not talking the financial market. I'm talking the human capital market. I'm talking the talent market. I'm talking the people factor that will make or break your business. Period. Case in point, I brought up that favorite restaurant, that favorite meal. If the experience and the service is bad, how likely are you to go back? Had nothing to do with the food, had nothing to do with the environment. The service made all the difference in the world. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. It's time to go to a break here on Bloomberg Business Radio, Business 1110 KTEK. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Rejuvenate, be inspired, refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sites like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that establish what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise, September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah. Woo! Okay, I'm moving. I'm shaking. I'm baking. I'm all energized. I'm ready to roll. I'm here sharing it with you today. Ladies and gentlemen, how critical are you listening to the bell? The bell is ringing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now up for round one. You need to get prepared for this change and these gaps. And do you know your gaps? You're like, what gaps? Ron, the gap in my teeth? No. I'm not talking about those gaps. I'm talking about the gaps in your skill sets in your business. Where are you strong? Or to put another way, let me get my coach whistle out. How deep is your bench? What do I mean by that? That's how you can quickly assess very rapidly where you are currently. If you've never done a gap analysis, it's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. You can do this in your personal life, but you can also do this in your business. You need to look at my current state. Where am I and what am I doing right now? So as I relate this to our people factor, as I relate this to your human capital and your talent, when we start talking about that, have you done a review of your landscape? How deep is your bench? You know, are there two or three positions where you're like, oh my gosh, I hope they're here tomorrow. Because if they're not, we're in trouble. And oh my gosh, heaven forbid if they're out for 2 days or a week. We can't let them go on vacation. We can't let them go away. Right? Then you have a problem. You shouldn't have any one or two people that could cripple your organization. And that tells me you haven't done a job of developing your people, you're skating by, and you're not putting your resources where they need to be to ensure your organization is successful. But Ron, hiring people costs a lot of money. Yeah, it does. But would you rather have the people or have to shutter your doors and keep laying them off? I don't know. I'd rather stay in business, but that's just my humble opinion. I don't know. I could be crazy. We already know the verdict is already out on that one. Yes, I am. So the whole point of a gap analysis, where are we today? It's a pulse. It's an assessment. Where am I today? And then where do I want to be tomorrow or at some point in juncture in the future? And then, okay, so where am I and where do I need to be? And are there gaps? Hey, if I need to grow my sales by X amount of dollars, how many salespeople do you have helping you do that? Or are you just putting it all on one? Wait. We're running a lean organization. Okay, well, if you run a lean organization, kudos to you. But you better take care of your people. They better know that they're appreciated, and you better be mindful of not burning them out. Because if you do, they will go. Like, man, ain't nobody got time for that, right? I mean, it's just that plain and simple, right? I can't be doing the jobs of 10 people in one. So how deep is your bench? If it's not deep enough, wait a minute, if you don't even know that first, that's a problem. But that gap analysis is critical because then you start mapping the plan and the steps that you need to get you where you need to go. That's what I'm talking about here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're already almost to the end of the hour. Hey, we're going to go to a quick break, come back with the quote of the week. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Two months ago, conservatives chose Kevin Brady to chair the powerful Ways and Means Committee. In his first 60 days as chairman, Kevin Brady made a difference for Texas conservatives. Kevin Brady cut taxes $600 billion, killed Obama's $10 a barrel oil tax, lifted the Obama administration's ban on selling American oil overseas, and that was just the first 60 days. And when the IRS was targeting conservative and Tea Party groups for their conservative beliefs, Kevin Brady pushed a law through Congress banning the IRS from targeting conservative groups. Whether it's securing our borders, cutting taxes, keeping us safe from terrorists, or protecting conservatives from IRS abuse, Kevin Brady is fighting and winning for Texas. Kevin Brady, tough, proven conservative.
I'm Kevin Brady, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Brady for Congress.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rocking. We're rolling here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Today, we've been talking about the skills gap that does exist and is present in today's workforce. We're talking about the need to understand those gaps in your organization and make sure that you fill those gaps and your talent and your human capital. You know, it's a crisis for skilled labor. We can go out, we can look at high demand jobs, low supply, where there just aren't enough people to fill them. I have said already today several times, it's estimated that right now anywhere in the ballpark of about 5.6 million jobs are going unfilled. Yes, unfilled, because they can't find the right skill set or the right talent to fill those positions. You know, there's jobs all over the place out there. You're like, but Ron, I don't. Okay, but you may not have the right skill sets. And a part of that key is a two-way street. You as an individual need to know what it is that you want to do, what's important to you, what are your interests, what's your personality, your strengths. Oh, by the way, I do that. So if you're in a transition, you need help, let me know. Go to unleashedradiohour.com. Let me help you. We can talk. But here's the reality that we need to understand is, you know, if you don't have a succession plan in place, you probably, that's where you really need to start. If I were to give you one key piece and to do that gap analysis, that succession plan, gap analysis to a succession plan, then you're going to be in better shape down the road than you are today. And here's a quote. Succession planning helps build the bench strength of an organization to ensure the long-term health, growth, and stability of that organization. And that's critical. I can't put that enough. You know, I just went out and looked, you know, I Googled quotes on workforce planning, because that's really what this is. And I know that kind of sounds kind of dirty, but it's not cool words, workforce planning, but it's a reality. You know, if you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for. So you better create the succession plan. You better begin to start really looking at who is on your bus, who brings the right talents, are there talents that we're missing, and you need to do it based upon the positions that you have and the requirements. What is it you want to do 5-10 years from now? Oh, because the market changes, and you better change with that market, right? You have to be agile, and a part of that agility that you must possess in the next decade is understanding your gaps and filling them with the right talent. If you had your way, what would you do in building your fantasy team? You know, your dream team, if for lack of better description. It's up to you, managers and leaders and business owners. HR professionals have been talking about this for years. You need to bring them to the table and let them be your strategic business partner, or someone like me to come in and say, hey, let me ask the questions, because I don't know how things work around here. And because I don't know how things work around here, I'm going to ask you some questions and push that envelope, because you have to begin to put the bench depth together. Ain't no different than me managing my Little League baseball team. We're going to have to manage pitch count for the first time this year. I'm going to have to pay attention to the number of kids and how many pitches they throw. And boy, howdy, I better be ready for someone that when they get to that level, ooh, who goes in next? Oh, wait a minute. Depends on the game situation. Who's best suited for this situation? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the coach is in the house. And I'm telling you, get on it. Build your bench. Understand the gaps and the talent that you need so that your organization thrives not only today, but tomorrow. You've been dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, keep rocking, keep rolling. Take care of everything that you got to do to help you unleash your career and business here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. And until next week, see ya!